You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I want to quickly bring in the CEO of Insurance Claims Africa, Ryan Woolley, to talk about that important and possibly precedent-setting judgment in the Western Cape High Court yesterday. The court compelled the insurance company Godrisk to honour the COVID-19 business interruption insurance claims of a Cape restaurant called Café Chameleon. And you will know that up to now, insurance companies have maintained that while they cover contagious diseases under their business interruption insurance, a lockdown is not a covered event. So what does this mean for future-related cases? And what's wrong with insurance companies always trying to find a way not to pay claims? Ryan, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Tim. It's lovely to be on the show.
Your company specializes in these kind of cases. I know you're helping about 500 businesses in the tourism and hospitality sector to get their insurers to pay this business interruption insurance claims. Why have these insurance companies been refusing to pay?
Well, essentially, they've come up with a few excuses. One is that they don't pay for pandemics, and pandemics are not an insurable event, which is just, for us, doesn't make any sense. They wrote these very special boutique policies for the hospitality and tourism sector that covers notifiable infectious and contagious diseases. Mm. So, you know, the fact that they say that a pandemic's not covered by this is just, it's doesn't make any sense to us.
Yeah.
The second thing that they're saying is that the lockdown restrictions are government's intervention, and that COVID-19 is not causing your loss, which is the notifiable disease, but actually government's intervention. And they're trying to drive a wedge between the lockdown restrictions and COVID-19. But the judgment that came out yesterday or the day before was excellent. It cleared that up categorically and said that they are completely liable for all the losses that flow as a consequence of COVID-19, including government's restrictions and measures.
And they chose, Ms. Ryan, to insure the notifiable disease, and that would have contemplated government interruption, be it restrictions or even quarantine. That's a possibility.
Absolutely. You know, we've been involved in claims with a local South African insurer for Ebola. And essentially out of that, it was those Ebola claims were paid for, and this never came into any question. You know, in Sierra Leone, they instituted restrictions, measures, they had quarantines, they had curfews, and from that, those claims were paid. You know, now, because of the value of the claims, they're now trying to find every reason that they can to not pay those claims.
Mm. There are many businesses that have equally suffered great losses that have this business interruption insurance. Should they be celebrating this judgment? In other words, does it set a precedent? Because one of the things the judge did was order Godrisk to pay the legal costs of Café Chameleon. And I think that speaks to the weakness of the defense argument.
I completely agree with you. This is a huge victory, and it must be celebrated, and it must be widely publicized. Judge Lekhranzi is a well-respected judge, and it was a very well-structured, authoritative document. What we are concerned about, obviously, is that the insurers will appeal this. So we think it's a small step towards actually receiving payment for our claimants, because the appeal process, depending on how swiftly it can be handled, will dictate how long this goes on for. So we think that we've still got some strides to make towards actually receiving a payment for our clients, but it is a step in the right direction. And, you know, we also appeal to the insurers to, again, consider the compromise that we've put forward. The compromise settlements are ones that say, you know, we're not asking them to pay the full amount of these claims. Mm. Our clients have even agreed for these payments to be structured. We'll take 50% up front, and the balance paid off over a period of 2 years. It's a completely reasonable proposal. It brings in the banks to be able to finance that and for government to be able to assist. You know, we think that that's a way to get the insurance industry's integrity restored. It allows the insurers to survive this with taking some pain, as well as our clients. And it avoids this lengthy fight that could go on for years.
Does it open the floodgates for liability, though? Because that's one of the concerns of these insurers. Or is it a matter of it will boil down to a case by case, given that not all policy wording is the same?
Well, not all wordings are the same. They're not identical, but they are extremely similar. And the point that was being dealt with by the judge was, are the lockdown regulations a consequence of COVID-19, and should they then be paid in terms of these policies? And that, for us, it goes across every single one of these insurers' policies. So we think that it's precedent setting. Obviously, it's going to be appealed. And Santam and a few of the other, I think OMI, have all got dates in court for similar applications. But we just hope that it gets dealt with swiftly. You know, or that the insurers realize that they are on the back foot and going to court is running the gauntlet, and they should look to compromise.
How different, Ryan, was this case to the Santam case that is expected to be heard in court later this year? The insurer has also been dragged to court for failing to pay out lockdown insurance claims. You know, I saw that they've paid claims.
It's almost identical.
Yeah, because they've played, but with them, they've played claims where businesses were forced to close because someone in their premises tested positive, but it's rejecting some lockdown insurance claims because they speak about incurred loss versus economic loss.
So essentially what they're trying to say is that they will pay you if your business had a positive case of COVID and you had to shut down. They would pay you from the date that you have to shut down till the date that you have to restore your business, so to decontaminate. So in other words, if you had a positive case of COVID on the 15th of March and it took you 3 days to decontaminate, they will then pay you for 3 days. If the lockdown regulations were then brought into play during that period, and then on the 26th or 27th it was actually instituted, they will not pay you 1 cent from the 27th onwards. And that's where the dispute lies, because that's just completely disingenuous. Like you said, it's a notifiable disease, contemplates government restrictions and interventions. The thing about their whole argument that's also flawed is that they say that they'll pay you for those 3 days to decontaminate and clean for when you have an event at your premises. But why do you need to decontaminate your premises? It's because the government has got regulations and restrictions that tell you to decontaminate your premises. And the Department of Labor has to authorize you to reopen again. Once again, it's a government restriction that's being brought into play. So we just think that the argument is so far-fetched from the insurer that it can't be sustained, which is why we got the ruling. Why there is the ruling that was achieved in the Cafe Chameleon case.
And it's interesting because they've also stopped covering pandemics from June, and I suppose that really speaks volumes.
Well, you know, we thought that they'd scored a serious own goal with that. But, you know, their reason for excluding that is because they wanted to make it clear in their policy wordings that that's what they cover, and that their reinsurers had insisted on them putting that in their wording. We obviously have a different view. We think that they saw that they were exposed and that this was a way to curtail the exposure.
All right. Ryan, thank you so much for your time, man. Ryan Woolley is the CEO of Insurance Claims Africa.